special treat today. The service is going to be a little different than it's normally done, but we're going to first start off with a Memorial Day presentation for Reverend Connie.
First of all, excuse me, I've had it in my throat this week. Would any of you please stand up who had anything to do with the military? I know one couple back there has. The military. Well, if you want to, stand up for your parent. So let's give thanks. You may be seated. That song just gets to me a little bit. We're changing things around. But you know, one thing when I thought of today, and we're going to honor those who have gone before us, those parents and grandparents and on back. Well, I think we will. Here. Many of our soldiers were killed in battle, and many of them came home injured. So it really has an effect on the whole family when someone has given their military service life in time of war and in time of battle. And I know Spirit one day told us a little story about what happened to those men as they were shot in battle. You might like to hear this story. Because they said they were shot so rapidly that they were still running. They didn't realize that their bodies had fallen. So Spirit would have this wonderful man or entity riding on a white horse that was filled with light that would ride through where these men had fallen and tell them, come, follow me, you're all right, follow me. And led them to a place where they explained what happened to them. And no matter what, they said not one man in battle falls alone. Not one man. They're protected. But for all of those people who were so committed to give their days, whether it was 4 years, 2 years, or a lifetime, it really is an honor for the family, too. So we honor all of you today, too. And for the young men, our boys and our nephews and whoever that are still in battle, you know, things are a lot, and our girls, excuse me, because it's co-ed now everywhere. But I know people who are in the service now. It's a lot different. And the families, I know it used to be overseas one time. Now it's many times. So the families are separated. But to be so committed to give what they feel is their honor for our freedom, we do have to honor all of those. So we bless you with that. Now,
and now, this part of the service, we're changing the service a bit. We're going to have an all-message service this afternoon. So, surprise, surprise. Do you want to do the message song at this point?
Yeah.